Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today, Amazon has officially launched Bedrock, which is its centralized service for curated selection of generative AI models. And this is really, I think, opening the door for AWS customers to incorporate these AI models into their applications and operations. So, first introduced in April, right? This is not new. This is something that Amazon kind of, I think, when the whole AI wave started, they made the announcements and kind of started talking about way back in April. This is a trend I think we're seeing a lot in the industry. Even today, you know, I'm seeing announcements out of Google and Microsoft where they're like, yeah, we're going to do this really cool thing, but it's going to launch in Q1 of next year. So, you know, I think people are kind of, there's a lot of hype around AI. They're making their announcements now, marking their territory, and then they kind of work towards those. And that's kind of what Amazon did. But Bedrock now is live, and it offers a fusion of Amazon's own generative AI models and those from third-party partners, which is all accessible through an API. So the service aims to provide businesses with the tools they need to develop AI agents that can perform tasks ranging from booking travel to managing inventories and even things like processing insurance claims. So Amazon's Bedrock appears at a, I think, really critical time in the adoption of AI. It's definitely providing a big array of, you know, options to brands and developers. And according to the company, the platform is soon going to feature Llama 2, which of course is an open source large language model developed by Meta. This is going to be alongside models from other industry players. You know, I think they have AI 21 Labs, Anthropic, Cohere, Stability AI, a lot of these big players, right? And Amazon purports that Bedrock will be the first quote unquote fully managed generative AI service. To essentially offer both the 13 billion and 70 billion parameter version of Llama 2. So for the uninitiated on this, parameters essentially constitute the part of an AI model that are learned from historical data. So determining the model's efficacy in problem-solving tasks like text generation, for example. So however, all that being said, I think it's noteworthy that Llama 2 isn't a newcomer to cloud-based generative AI services. It's also available on Google's Vertex AI. So Google kind of beat Amazon and AWS to that. But when we're kind of looking, I think, to the future, looking at the difference between Bedrock versus Vertex AI, Vertex AI is kind of like Google's platform for this, but it's something I've talked about a lot in the past. I wanted to talk a little bit about what I think is perhaps the AWS edge here. And so I think while comparisons between Bedrock and Google Vertex AI are inevitable, Amazon makes a really compelling case for its platform's unique advantages. So Swami Sivasubramanian is the VP of Data and AI at AWS, and they kind of pointed out that Bedrock seamlessly integrates with existing AWS services such as AWS Private Link. So this enables a secure connection between Bedrock and a company's virtual private cloud. You know, Swami was recently saying, quote, over the last year, the proliferation of data access to scalable compute and advancements in machine learning have led to a surge in interest in generative AI, sparking new ideas that could transform entire industries and reimagine how work gets done. So I think it is worth noting that this supposed edge might be more, perception than reality. The purported advantages kind of depend largely on a customer's current cloud infrastructure, which is an aspect that I think Swami does not kind of directly acknowledge. So when we're kind of looking at this, I think at the end of the day, this really does provide more tools in the arsenal. And so what I mean by that is that right now, in tandem with Bedrock's announcement, Amazon has also rolled out its Titan embedding models. So this first-party model focuses on converting text into numerical representations known as embeddings. And this is done to enhance search and personalization applications. So the Titan embeddings model boasts support for around 25 languages, and it can process text chunks or even entire documents of up to over 8,000 tokens, which roughly is around 6,000 words. So this places it right on par with the latest embedding models from OpenAI, but sometimes we're seeing bigger ones in other places. In any case, there's definitely a lot of hurdles to overcome here, and some of these initial ones I think they're really focusing on. So Amazon's Bedrock services definitely has not been without its challenges. Bloomberg reported in May that the platform struggled in its early days, lacking widespread access among cloud customers. And this was 6 weeks after its debut with an ambitious kind of press release and just one testimonial. But in any case, Amazon appears to be doubling down on its investment in AI, especially following its recent multi-billion-dollar stake in AI startup Anthropic. I think originally, right, they gave Anthropic over $1 billion and said they'll invest up to $4 billion. And this is kind of through AWS, making sure that Anthropic is on, AWS's platform for their compute. So I think today's announcement kind of marks Amazon's aggressive play into this growing market for generative AI, a sector which is seeing increasing interest and investment across industries. I think with Bedrock, Amazon is really aiming to kind of democratize access to generative AI models. It's offering a really robust platform for businesses ranging from startups to established enterprises. I think it's going to make a big difference in the industry moving forward, because AWS, of course, is the number one cloud provider for a majority of businesses. And I think, having these tools built right in is going to really accelerate the adoption and, make it a lot easier for businesses to implement a lot of these tools. So very interesting to see how this progresses in the future, but definitely big steps from Amazon.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.